So let's just see if this works. Okay, I'm working. You have a go.
How do I sound? This good?
Yeah, that's levels? Good. That's good level. Yep. Okay.
Fantastic.
Also, I added one extra question. So I thought I might want to ask you about, because you're an opera singer, is that right? I might want to ask you about your arts practice, if it was affected at all by your illness.
Is that where you want to start? Or
no, let's start with you. Tell me your name and how you would like to be known for this interview.
Well, let's just go with Chris. Hi, I'm Chris. Call me Chris.
Chris, I guess before we go into the details of your recent illness, can you tell us about your life so far? What do you do with yourself?
I guess I'm pretty alternative. I do lots of arts and writing kind of stuff. Here we are in an excitingly creative community radio station. I do a lot of that. I work here as a kind of an arts journalist and an editor and a presenter and a producer. And outside of that, I do lots of music, which is not rock and roll like the station. It's kind of classical music, so opera and sacred music, and lots of gigging. Not so much lately, thanks to that big old pandemic, but slowly coming back.
So in your artistic career, you play instruments or sing, or what do you do?
Sing mostly, yeah. Opera singer, sacred singer mostly. So, I was doing that just last night, just warbling away over at St. John's Cathedral. So
when you say sacred singing, does that mean in a religious context?
Yeah, I could get in trouble for this. I'm not very religious myself, but I've spent a lot of my life singing for the Catholic and Anglican Church. There's a great rich tradition there of art music, which really inspired me to go and do it year after year, not making very much money.
And is the church a nice place to sing in?
Can be. So the cathedrals can be lovely, great echoing venues with enormous pipe organs. They present their own challenges, but at its best, it's awesome.
And I guess seeing we are here at Triple Z, and I've known you for a while, how long have you been involved in Triple Z?
Oh, goodness. That's a very long time. Over 20 years. Yeah.
Wow.
How long have you been involved?
Over 20 years now.
Oh, wow, yeah. We should high-five each other, but you're just a little bit too far away.
COVID-safe high-five just happened. So the reason I'm talking to you today, besides the fact that you are pretty interesting...
Oh, thank you.
...is that, as you know, only human deals with people's health issues, mental health issues, and you yourself have been through a recent health diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. A year and a half ago or so, I was having some unexplained health worries, and so I went and got a blood test and got a message back saying, go to the emergency room immediately. Do not wait, which, is never very fun to get. And so I was diagnosed fairly shortly thereafter with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is, believe it or not, the good kind of leukemia to have. It's the kind you live with rather than the kind you die with. So that was a lot. But shortly after that, because I was still trying to work out what some of these symptoms were that I was having. I was having these stomach cramps, so they sent me in for my first many colonoscopies. And, I woke up after the procedure to a room full of smiling doctors saying, hi, we want to have a talk with you. And, so I got a much more serious diagnosis of colorectal cancer. Which was, they caught it quite late, because nobody expects somebody as reasonably young as me to have it. And, so it was quite advanced, and they did not give me a very good, chance of surviving. Cut these tennis ball sized tumors out, which was an unpleasant experience. I can't recommend that to anyone.
You were unconscious, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, goodness. So many different kinds of painkillers they gave me after that, but it didn't quite cut it, I got to say. And after that, 6 months of chemotherapy, which was sort of the key to try and stop it coming back. And there was, again, sort of a very low chance of that working. But apparently it did. I think I beat the odds, and here I am.
So you're technically in remission now, are you?
I don't think they use the word remission anymore. I've never heard it in all of my treatment. It's sort of a watch and act situation, I think, to borrow something from other disasters.